Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, most of Israel is experiencing mild weather with clear skies. In Jerusalem, expect a cool evening. Tel Aviv remains warm, ideal for a night stroll along the coast. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze with pleasant temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in, Palestinian analysts claim Hamas is using Israel's rejection of a Gaza plan to buy time, delaying any disarmament efforts. Also, from the Times of Israel earlier today, Israel has quietly started reconstruction efforts while the Prime Minister rejects a Gaza peace deal. Also this hour, JNS reports on Netanyahu's call for a NATO-style alliance against Iran, with new Sunni alliances forming, posing strategic challenges for Israel. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the U.S. has no objections to Netanyahu's rejection of the Gaza plan. This comes as Yemen faces a deadly missile attack, killing 7. And finally, the JTA details ongoing Shabbat protests outside a Jerusalem cafe, with police present for the 6th week in a row amidst tensions between secular and religious Israelis. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yael Bartur, a notable commentator, posted just minutes ago, criticizing a recent incident involving a wealthy activist and her landlord, calling it performative. Open Source Intel, a well-known analyst, reported earlier today on Netanyahu's ambition for Israel to lead in artificial intelligence, drawing parallels with previous successes in agriculture and medicine. Hillel Fuld, a tech entrepreneur, wrote that despite regional conflicts, Israel continues to excel in innovation and economic growth, comparing its resilience to a light shining through darkness. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, Hamas appears to be playing a strategic waiting game. Palestinian sources suggest they anticipated Israel's rejection to prolong the disarmament process. This highlights ongoing diplomatic challenges as both sides remain at an impasse. Turning to the Times of Israel's coverage, while Prime Minister Netanyahu dismisses the Gaza peace proposal, reconstruction efforts have quietly begun. This underscores a complex diplomatic dance involving the U.S. and Iran as Israel navigates regional pressures. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Netanyahu's push for a regional alliance against Iran, with new partnerships forming between Ankara, Riyadh, and Islamabad. This reflects shifting alliances that could redefine Middle Eastern geopolitics and Israel's position within them. On the international front, I-24 News reports the U.S. shows no concerns over Israel's Gaza stance. Concurrently, Yemen faces a tragic missile attack, further complicating regional stability and humanitarian conditions. Finally, the JTA's coverage of the Jerusalem protest reveals a deepening divide between secular and religious communities. This ongoing unrest points to a broader societal debate over cultural and religious freedoms in Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports on the evacuation plans for Israel's tallest business tower in Givatayim, which will accommodate 10,000 people daily, highlighting challenges in urban planning and safety. Separately, Ynet Business details Korma's successful $60 million funding round, led by Sequoia, to enhance cyber defense against increasingly sophisticated AI-driven attacks. And finally, Globes reports that Samad's bondholders are optimistic about recovering their investments as the company's asset auction yields higher than expected returns. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.